Welcome to the Post-Christian Podcast. My name is Eric Bryant. I'm one of the executive pastors at Gateway in Austin, Texas. My foundation exists to equip and empower church leaders in reaching new people and raising up leaders. I'm the author of Not Like Me and Fruitful, Becoming Who God Created You to Be. Join me on social media for Through the New Testament for Skeptics and Seekers. And be sure to sign up for my email newsletter where you can receive free resources at ericbryant.org. Today's episode is a little bit different. I want to give an update on my nonprofit, the podcast, and other ways we're really seeking to bring the message of Christianity, the message of Jesus, to our post-Christian world. My name is Eric Bryant. I've been doing this podcast for the last several years. I've been in ministry since 1992. Been married almost 30 years, and I've seen a lot of things come and go. I think growing up in Texas in the Bible Belt, I had a really remarkable background. I'm grateful for my past. But then moving to Seattle to help plant a church, I went through my own kind of deconstruction before that was a word used to describe someone's faith. But I didn't throw the baby Jesus out with the bathwater. It was more of a rediscovering the original message of Jesus, trying to eliminate some of the cultural baggage, the American churchianity from the message of Jesus, and really trying to be part of a church that was welcoming to folks who do not know God, a safe place to explore. So those 4 years in Seattle were a great adventure. We saw many people find faith, developed lifelong friendships with Norm, the Bruskuses, the Irbys, those that we teamed with. But it was also a really difficult time. There were four senior pastors the 4 years I was there, and I was one of them, co-pastoring with Gary Irby at age 24. It was a very challenging mission field. Less than 3% of people attended an evangelical church. There's been some remarkable things that have happened in the Northwest since then, but it was definitely a place to really rediscover what does it really mean to follow Jesus when there is no cultural encouragement to do so. Then moving to Los Angeles to help with a church called Mosaic, I was just so intrigued by how they were reaching people and just a few years later sending them to be missionaries in the Middle East. And what turned into 13 years there began as just volunteering for a few months. But it was a remarkable season of learning how to create a space where people can belong before they believe, and seeing lives change from different cultures and backgrounds, and seeing the church as mobilizing to serve the world. And then moving to Gateway here in Austin, Texas, in December of 2010. This is a church that really has done a great job of creating space for people to come as they are. John Burke has been the lead pastor until just this year, replaced by Carlos Ortiz. I love serving with Carlos. He was part of the executive team with me and Charles Dischinger and Susie Martin before this transition. And now John is our founding pastor. But he really helped me understand Sundays is more like the Sermon on the Mount. You know, the church, the letters to the church from Paul were more like house churches. And so you can show up on a Sunday for years and never know anyone. In Los Angeles, one of our interns once said, Sundays is an advertisement for our community. And I think that's another beautiful way to describe Sundays for us. Some churches, Sundays are more like the upper room. But the challenge with that is not everyone in the room is in the same place. But when we see it like the Sermon on the Mount, we acknowledge that there are disciples here, but there may be people who are more skeptical, uncertain. And so my experience over these 30 years in these types of mission fields have really helped me find my voice, wanting to be an advocate for those who don't yet believe, and wanting to help church leaders know how to create those spaces to make disciples in a post-Christian world. And so I'm really fortunate to continue to be part of the team here at Gateway. I oversee the Inspire team, the South Austin campus. I also oversee the online campus. And it's just a real privilege. I get to be in the front lines of challenging ministry in a city where only 13% attend church. Austin has more in common with Europe than we do with Dallas. And so its challenges also, I think, help us experiment and do some things that other churches will find helpful in the future. Several years ago, I was asked to teach at Bethel Seminary, and I was given the green light to do so. And more recently, I've shifted. Instead of teaching at Bethel Seminary at the doctoral level, I'm now teaming up with two men who reached out to me this spring to join them, an initiative called Damascus Road Collective. Paul Feeler was an executive coach in the business world for many years after having been a pastor. And David Clark was vice president at Bethel Seminary, very well connected into the world of pastors and seminaries. And our coaching is a really unique method. Basically, we're taking pastors and their staff through a two-year experience where they learn to be more invitational, help them become more transformational, help them to become more purposeful, mobilizing their people to bring the light of Jesus to their mission field. We have four workshops, and in between those four workshops, there's a group of us that coach on a weekly basis. And at the end of these 2 years, the churches will receive a grant to be able to apply to either a project they discovered would help them be more effective or to invest in their pastor or staff. Our goal is to see radical transformation in our culture through thriving churches. And this year, we've had 40 churches jump in. We now have a waiting list for 2024. And so it's been an exciting season, something I'm really enjoying, something that you can get involved with. Just email me at eric@ericbryant.org to either support what we're doing financially or to even find out how you can join the waiting list. This year, I also went through the New Testament, trying to help our people who many of them are new to faith or have never really tried to encounter God on a weekly basis or daily basis. And so we went through the New Testament, every single chapter. And I did a little video devotional, sometimes a minute, sometimes 3 minutes, just trying to address any confusing parts of the passage or give a little bit more context. And so I want to invite you to consider going through this with me in the new year. As a new podcast that you can follow along through the Bible for skeptics, seekers, and disciples. You can get it anywhere you go for a podcast, or you can go to my YouTube playlist, youtube.com/ericbryant777, and just click on New Testament for Skeptics and Seekers. Go through it with a friend, a family member, someone you're trying to reach, just encouraging folks to look and see what Jesus really said. Look at what the Bible really says. Don't just reject it. Don't just go along with culture, but actually open your heart and mind to the possibility of connecting with him. This year, we also continued our podcast, the Post-Christian Podcast, with lots of just amazing women and men doing great ministry in their own mission field. And I wanted to just, as we get ready for season 7 in 2024, invite you to go back and listen, ericbryant.org/podcast. And if you find someone in 2023 that you really liked and you want a copy of their book, I'll be giving out a few free copies of some of the favorites from this past year. We gave over 200 copies of my book, as well as the books of those we interviewed, away this year, and want to give away the True Center Assessment or Mind Shift by Erwin McManus or Imagine the God of Heaven by John Burke. Go back into the archives and send me an email. eric@ericbryant.org, and let me know which book, which assessment you'd like, and we'll have a few winners. We'll make this available when we go out with the newsletter. So if you're not on the newsletter, be sure to sign up for that at ericbryant.org. This year was also a really remarkable year when it comes to some of my experiences with God. I really was excited to be able to take a sabbatical this summer. But leading up to it, I really wanted to get into a healthier rhythm of not just reading the scriptures, which is my go-to method, but spending more intentional time in prayer, learning how to actually take a solitude day. During my sabbatical, I was able to go to the Dominican Republic with a great mission agency called Mission Door. I do devotionals in the morning, and then throughout the day, I just spent time with God. Sometimes enjoyed a meal with some of the missionaries, but it was a really great experience, Derek Webster and his team. I then went to Minnesota for one of the last classes I've taught at Bethel and really dove into our shadow mission, our mission statements, our core values. It was a really good, reinvigorating time. And then I had a chance to go to Greece, took my wife, my daughter, my mom, my friend Mark, as well as met up with many others. And we got to see some of the places where Paul planted churches and wrote letters to them. It was a life-changing experience. There's so much evidence for what we read in the scriptures as being what was actually written. It's a trustworthy, historical, spiritual book in which God speaks to us. So I had 1 month traveling and then 1 month really at the house on my own, 25 days where my wife and kids were busy and it was up to me to determine how to spend the day. It was a really great experience. And so my hope for you in 2024 is you get into a rhythm, create your own rule of life, intentional time with God, that if you can breathe in the Spirit of God and breathe out the kingdom of God, you can really make an even bigger difference. You know, another thing that I'm excited about from this past year is we made the Church Growth Workshop available for free. We were making it available through my website, and 300 people went through the workshop this year. Before that, 900 people had gone through my material on Udemy. And it's just an honor to be able to share some of what I've learned in these challenging post-Christian mission fields that I think would be very helpful to others in their mission field. So we're here to serve you, whether it's my work through Gateway Church or what we're doing with our nonprofit Catalyzing Community, also known as the Eric Bryant Foundation. We're just grateful for the chance to be a part of helping you be more effective in bringing more of heaven to earth. Thanks for joining us on the Post-Christian Podcast. More resources available at ericbryant.org.